Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Hi, love. Hello, hello, and good morning to those of you that have already joined us. We're joining in here today, and we can go live to Facebook now, Sharon, if you're ready. And if you're here on Zoom, if you want to say hello and good morning in the chat box, hello, Facebook Live as well. We're so glad that you're here. If you want to say hello and where you're joining us from in the comments or the chat box, good morning, Tabby, although you just sent that to panelists, good morning from Florida or to Florida. Hello, hello. Make sure you post your comments, loves, to everyone if you're here on Zoom. So we get started here this morning. I just invite you to take a couple of deep breaths and just tune in to the fact that literally breathe, and maybe even put one of your hands on your heart and just say, oh my goodness, I'm alive. And you woke up today, and the power of gratitude and this new day that's before you. And whether you've been having a beautiful, incredible morning, or it's been a little bit chaotic, or all the feels, or who knows where or what you've been already navigating this morning, just taking a conscious moment to tune in and the gratitude, and so thankful to be here with you. My co-pilot today is Sharon. She's such a rock star that supports Andy and Natalie. Andy and Natalie are traveling with their family this week with very limited coverage service, with being out and about doing some fun connecting as a family. So they will not be joining us here today. So you and all of us and myself, we're going to fly solo today. We've done that many times, and I look forward to being here with you guys. So good morning. And I'd love for you to just drop into and thinking about, you know, what's new and good. When I run a coaching group or my women's mastermind, you know, or my private coaching clients, we do the same way that we kind of kick off any session, as I ask them, what's new and good, right? What's a win or a victory? And sometimes even if we're not feeling like we're really in this create or this victory mode, or we might be feeling maybe even a little blue, totally normal, we all go through various feelings, is to tune into what you're feeling gratitude for, right? And the gratitude is something that no matter our circumstances, we can always choose to be grateful or find things that we feel grateful for. Like this morning, you guys, I love, love, love my bed. Anyone else love your bed? Like, I think that should be one of the spaces in this world that you should love, right? But I love, love, love my bed. It's so comfy, and the bedding, and it's just like waking up in the morning and just the gratitude that A, I have a bed to sleep in, right? And in a home, and with electricity and running water and clean water and hot water. Like, when you just think about, if you have access to clean water, you're amongst the world's wealthiest, right? It's just a perspective awareness. And the fact that we have technology and connection and essential oils and scents and flowers and colors and the earth and, you know, the capacity to read or listen or see or hear music or play music. Some of you are great at playing music or creating that in some way. So I just think it's a great thing in terms of part of my own morning rituals to kind of do a gratitude stream. And whether that's in your thoughts or in your prayers or meditation, or whether that's in your words, you have a gratitude journal, you know, something of that nature. But it's just tuning into what's new and good, as well as, and or what are you feeling grateful for, as just a way to get anchored. Because naturally, as humans, we can focus on what's missing, right? We can focus on what we want to be different, or we can be focusing often here in coaching on goals and dreams and desires or things we want to improve, which is so great, right? I love that. That is what makes man different than any other creature on the earth, is we have this brain and the capacity to think and make decisions and say, gosh, I want to improve or shift or change or go after something and so forth, is the power of your thinking and decision-making and action items and things of that nature. And so I just invite you, as, you know, again, we think about, and I do want you to be thinking about, what do I want to work on? What's up for me, or what would I like support around? We'll definitely, of course, have time of why our intention of why we're meeting today is for some coaching and support to grow and progress, and to think into that time frame and into that thought process. And I'm going to touch on that in just a moment. But yeah, good morning, loves. Welcome to a new week and welcome to a new day. And to be as best you can present in this day, right? Maybe we all take a deep breath into that, as Some of our minds might be thinking about the past, whether 20 years ago or, you know, 10 years or 10 minutes or 10 months ago. And some of us might be thinking about the future. School is starting for some of you immediately or in a few weeks, or, you know, or you might be thinking in the future about something that's coming up, or how are things going, that, you know, when is some of this madness we're in going to end, or shifts or things like that. And so, you know, it's easy for our mind to be in the past and in the future versus just in this day. Is you don't have to have your whole life figured out for the rest of it, but showing up intentionally for today. So I'm going to scroll back and read some of your comments. Hi, Andrea. Good morning. And Cindy, Tanya, good morning from Sao Paulo. So nice to have you. Hi, Robin. Good morning, Shelley. So nice to have you. Hi, Cindy. Oh, your first hummingbird, she said, visited yesterday. I love that. Love it, love it. Hummingbirds are so special to me. And they show up often, whether artwork or I have a feeder in my backyard, and or even out. Many times I have this trail I go on. And sometimes hummingbirds in the mountains will just show up unexpected, but it's so super sweet. So that's awesome. Yeah. Good morning, Karen. Hi, love. Nice to see you here. Shelley says, right, supporting small business in Henderson and seeing wonderful growth. I love that. Beautiful. Tabby, I love that. Yes. So here's the thing, sweetheart, you're onto this. She's talking about John Maxwell, and that's something that I want to share with you all about growth. She's listening to the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John Maxwell on Audible. Thank you for the recommendation. Robin just came back from a wonderful trip and pick up your husband's dream car. Awesome. I love that. Sharon from Facebook says, we have so much to be thankful for. You're right, Sharon. So true. Gwen says, grateful for leaders who offer help. I'm going to a live in-person training this weekend with two friends and team members. So excited for this trip. Soak that up, Gwen. That's awesome. Cass says, I'm reading Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Wayne Dyer. I love that. One of my favorite books of all time is a book by Wayne Dyer too, where he says, the title is called The Power of Intention. Hi, Larnell from Florida on Facebook. Nice to see you. Katie says, I just relaunched my podcast. Good news. Oh, I love that. Good, good, good news. All right, loves, here's a thought that I want to share with you, something that's been percolating for me as thinking about the last couple of weeks that we've met here as a group and gathering with the intention of growth, right? And just coming back to that, as I just want to state that, you know, Andy and I, obviously we connect, and Natalie, and we spend time together socially, but also as we talk about how can we add as much value as possible here, you know, in this space and the intention of this space. And definitely this intention, as we were, you know, connecting recently about this, is indeed to grow, right? And is, let's see, who was saying that about once more? Yeah, Tabby, about the John Maxwell. I want you all to write down a quote I'm about to share with you that I heard John Maxwell speak in Salt Lake City, Utah about, this fall, it would be 2 years. And it was November of 2019. And he was coming through town, and I've heard of him, of course. He's a great author and teacher on leadership principles and success principles and growth and so forth. And very dear friend of mine, Chad Hymas, and I went out to that. And as we were listening to John speak, he said something that so touched my thoughts and my mind and my spirit. It just had that like zing, right? You know, when you're like, whoa, we sometimes call that a mic drop, or we call it a truth bomb or whatever, or a soul zing. You know, it's like one of those, it's got energy on it and it gets your attention. And he said this, because it's interesting now, again, as more time goes by since I heard him say this, he said this simple but very true comment where he said, aging is automatic. And I was like, yeah, we're aware, right? Like none of us have to work at aging. Have you noticed that? Right? Like meaning the time is going to go by. Can you believe we're already in August of the summer, let alone August of 2021? Like, whoa. Some of you, do you remember like Y2K being a big deal? Like when we were going from 1999 to the year 2000, was the whole world going to end and fall apart then? Y'all, that was a long time ago. That was almost 22 years ago. And you go, whoa, okay, Tiff, easy with the, you know, dating of ourselves. But the reality is like aging is automatic. And whether you're 25 or you're 75 or beyond or lower or in between those numbers, whatever your chronological age is, but time goes by and it's going to go by. And soon enough, you know, it's going to be autumn here. We're in the middle of summer and I'm soaking that up. And then it's the holidays and then it's the new year and then it's the spring. And you know what I'm saying? Is the time is going to go by. And I love when you said that again, aging is automatic. I'm like, I'm aware. I mean, how much collagen do I need to be eating, all y'all? Like, we're drinking it, we're taking it. It's like the collagen, you know, and like the health and the supplements and all the things, right? I say that a little tongue in cheek, but he said that aging is automatic. And then he went on to say this simple but short truth, growth must be intentional. I want you to write that for me in your notes. I even would invite you to put it on a 3x5 or 5x7 card, post it somewhere in your space that you see, or type it up as a meme that you put on your, you know, backdrop of your wallpaper of your phone, but somewhere where you can see that. But aging is automatic. Growth must be intentional. And I love, really love that. Is think about that for yourself. So here's my question for all of you to be thinking about today. What do you want to see grow in your life, in your business, in your health, in your home, in your marriage, in the world, of course, not knowing we can't control the world, but in terms of what you want to bring to it and what you want to see influenced by your presence, right? Like, I'm really clear. I want my life to be used for good and for kindness and for love and definitely for growth. It is a big part of just who I am and how I'm wired and one of those core values, right? Now growth, it's important to know sometimes growth though is messy, right? Like having a baby and giving birth to a baby, we have a growing child. And then it's like, it comes through and comes into the world. And that process is beautiful and painful and messy and exquisite, you know, and you think about that. And the same thing with gardening of, you know, what we see on the top of the soil is the growth through, but all the energy to break through that soil that those seeds are doing is growth is a process, right? As well. And so just knowing that, but it must be intentional. And intention to me requires decision. Does that make sense? Like, I know it will be. So here's again the question, and I'd love for you to put this in the Facebook comments or here on the Zoom chat box, is answering that question, whether it's a general thought or it's something more specific, but is tuning into that for yourself is, what do I want to see grow in my life? Right? What do I want to see grow in my life? Katie, I would assume you're saying, I want to see my podcast grow. I want to see my doTERRA business grow. I want to see, you know, my health and my wellness, my positive thinking, my, you know, gratitude, my self-confidence and self-care, my influence, right? Whatever it might be for you. But again, part of anything new showing up in our lives is claiming it, right? And having that experience. Good morning, Craig on Facebook. And Robin, I love that. She says, imagine this. I just took a picture of an actual deer right outside our fence feeding on our massive apple tree. What a beautiful sight, right? Hi, Jennifer from Georgia on Facebook. Nice to see you. Crystal, hi from Montana. Yeah. So Robin says, I want to see my faith, my confidence in the people I touch. Denise says, my ability to connect with people and build meaningful long-term relationships. But what do you want to see? Again, that power is asking and then writing, declaring and claiming is that growth must be intentional. Yeah, I love, so I got an itchy nose. Maybe someone's thinking about me. Okay. Cindy says, my marriage, my business, my relationships, connection with those around me. Gwen says, I want to see my doTERRA teams grow and my leaders reach their goals. Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. So it's just holding this thought and beyond thought is like, okay, I'm going to take some time to write that down and think about it and strategize and claim it. Because sometimes we can be thinking about stuff, but it's like my next question to you is first of all, is like, are you choosing to grow? Right? Because growth, we're either growing or we are declining in some ways. Right? Like the natural law on the earth or the planet is erosion. We don't have to work at that. It's just the way of like, and when you look at nature, which always has so many rich lessons, is that intention is to say, okay, I'm choosing to grow. And this is what I'm choosing to focus on, but that it is indeed a choice, right? So growth must be intentional, and the power of choice. And so my next question to you is, I want you to write down for me in your notes is, what decisions do I need to make? What decisions do I need to make? And secondly, from there, I want you to write down two additional questions. What do I need to start doing? What do I need to stop doing? You could also look at what do I need to continue doing? Because obviously, I know all of you are doing certain degrees of habits and things being part of a community like this, where you are already in the experience of working on some positive change, right? Listening to good content or taking your LLV, or maybe again, you might have a gratitude journal or something like that. But is looking at some of those questions, what decisions do I need to make? Or what actions do I need to take? And then again, looking at what do I need to start doing? As important, sometimes even more important or more influential to our progress, is what do I need to stop doing, right? Because sometimes it's not just what we often, when we think of growth and when people hire me in a coaching capacity, they often, you know, again, are doing so because they're saying, I'm ready to see some change in this area. I'm ready to grow my business. I'm ready to grow my self-confidence or my relationship skills, my sales skills, and whatever it might be. But just as important to that, I mean, literally as foundational to what we're working on moving towards, it also is, what am I releasing? What do I need to let go? And whether that's like limiting beliefs, whether it's time-wasting behaviors, maybe it's fears that we practice. Sometimes it's a physical clutter they need to clean up, right? Whether it's a past debt, maybe it's cleaning up a grudge they've been carrying around, right? That emotional energy that can be so heavy and that weighs us down when we're held in grudge or that energy, right? We go through that. It isn't to skate over it. Sometimes there's some processing and healing we need to do. But it's looking at that. Sometimes it's literally physical clutter of like, I need to clean out my office or my car or my closet. I cleaned out my car last Friday. My mastermind ladies, we meet on three times during our mastermind, and we do what's called a create and complete day. You guys, this is so powerful. And you do this for yourselves. But we meet for a 5-hour block of time on the hour, every hour for the first 10 minutes. We all check in and we all share one task we're going to really focus on and either create like a new program. We're going to nourish our relationships, mentoring, new product, or we're going to complete something. We're going to declutter. We're going to finish a sample or get some products or things in the mail that we've been thinking about that. But it's looking at, again, creating or completing. And one of the things I did while we were all working together is I cleaned out my car. How many of you need to clean out at least the interior of your car, right? Whether you're driving your dream car or not, and I love my car. My car's name is Velvy, short for velvet, right? One of my girlfriends named her. But when I first turn my car on, she just purrs. She's like a lioness. She just is like, she purrs. And I called immediately. It's like, oh, I was like, hello, Velvet. You know, one of my best girlfriends and I, she was with me and we flew to Vegas to pick up this car last summer, like right now, this time a year ago. And then about a few weeks later, another friend of ours, we were in the car and I'm like, hello, this is Velvet. And she's all, hello, Velvy. But Velvy is a sweet, beautiful little lioness. I love my car, but whether you do or don't, because I've had all kinds of cars throughout my life, right? The interior of that car, how many of you need to clean out your car? And maybe for some of you, like, car is looking real nice, but man, that fridge or that pantry or my closet. And I'm not trying to weigh you down with all kinds of thoughts. Like, this is not an organization call, but everything is energy. So I'm asking you also, is under this decision-making, what decisions do I need to make? What actions do I need to take? I'm asking you to look at, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to clean up? What do I need to stop doing that's hindering me? Or what are some of the behaviors that maybe, like Jess says, time-wasting behaviors? Is sometimes if I'm not really clear, vision and goals, it's really easy to let my smartphone run my life. where I'm too attached to it, or I'm on too many apps or various things. And those are all great things, but sometimes they're time wasters. Sometimes they're very intentional tools, right? I mean, the very same smartphone, which most of you have, I assume, but whether it's a smartphone or something else, the reality is that it can be used for so much good growth, right? And connection and intention. But it also, if we're not conscious, it can just be something that we're letting, you know, we're just scrolling mindlessly, right? And those are a lot of sometimes empty calories. Like it's, I love chips, no judgment, right? But it's one thing if I have a few chips, but it's another thing if all of a sudden I'm putting down the whole bag of potato chips. Do you know what I'm saying? Like mindlessness in our time and sometimes in our technology. So it's being aware. So those are just some questions, again, back to what do I choose to grow? You're an intentional, powerful creator. How many of you have maybe forgotten that? I'm an intentional, powerful creator. Do you remember this, right? And sometimes we forget it. And hopefully I can hold space for you to come back to that. You are an intentional, powerful creator. It's how you're created. You are like that which you came from. And again, whether you say God, source, universe, right? Whatever works for you is like all of you are a divine being. You're all a little creator. So it's being intentional though, right? And therefore we're using our God-given human capacity to make choices and to say, what am I going to choose to grow, focus on? And then looking at some of those questions, again, to me, I think great coaching has everything to do with less about, I have all the answers for you, because I don't have all the answers for any of you. But what I have created, both given as a gift and developed, is the ability to hold space and ask good questions to help people have clarity, vision, and follow through to that vision and to that clarity. That's in essence coaching to me summed up. So asking some of these questions is, I think, your own best life coach, your own heart, you know, whether we call that the heart voice, your gut, your intuition, the Holy Spirit, whatever title you give that, is just being aware of, okay, I'm going to ask myself some of these questions. Where do I want to grow, or what do I want to see grow? What decisions do I need to make? What actions do I need to take? What do I need to let go of? What do I need to complete or release or forgive or cleanse in my life? Because forgiveness is a sense of cleansing, right? So if it's emotional or it's your car, like mine needed to be cleaned out, I'm so grateful. Like my car is so sparkly clean inside out, and it's just so fun to be in it. And then I have a little diffuser in my car and some, you know, diffuse in the oils and good music and the sunroof open, you know, it's just like, ah, love being in this space. Same thing, if again, any of these things might be emotional, might be physical. But what do I need to start doing or continue doing in my habits, both for my health? There's some of you said, I want to improve my marriage. What's one decision or one thing you could do today, not next month when we have more time down the road? What's one thing you can do today to deposit in that marriage? What's one thing you could do today to deposit in your own health and wellness, your own energy? What's one thing you can do today to deposit in your leaders or a team member or a customer of yours? What's one thing you could do today to invest in your significant other or sweetheart, if applicable? And if not, a close friend or family member, that you nourish another relationship in your life, right? Is thinking about this for yourselves. And so my hope is that you being here today or listening back to this recording helps create some space for you to have clarity and to have some space where you use your human amazing power to make some of those decisions and some of those choices, right? So, so, so powerful that you go, okay, yeah, I'm working on some of these things. I'm reading back through some of your time, some of your comments here. Yeah. Oh, I love this. Sharon, thank you for that, son, from posting from Facebook that Jennifer says what she wants to see grow, move to the beach in her life, business gold, to be gold, and in her marriage, be best friends again. Yeah. So what's one thing you can nourish that friendship today? Maybe it's a sweet text or a handwritten note or picking up their favorite treat or something, or going on a walk together later, or something of that nature. Yeah. Robin says to start doing email more, touch more lives, follow up, stop doing, putting other busy work first, right? Sometimes we can just get into busy work versus really nourishment. Cindy says need to let go of control. Yeah. Need to let go of the need to know what's right around the corner, to let life flow naturally. Sis, I feel you on that, man. I'm in that lesson myself at the moment. So thank you for saying that. Because it's just like sometimes, you know, Tony Robbins once said this about uncertainty, which is what you're saying, right? What's around the corner, the uncertainty of that is he said something to the effect that your quality of life will be in direct proportion to your capacity to handle uncertainty. And I thought, isn't that interesting, right? Is developing those muscles of trust, because trust is what helps me with that, to come back to you and say, okay, where is this, you know, am I dropping into this and nourishing the trust and allowing life, like you're saying, to flow naturally, right? And there is this balance between, well, what part's mine and being intentional and making choices as well as letting life flow. Yeah, they both, I believe it's not either or, it's and. You do both. Yeah. Katie's going to put some love into her car too. Just did a 5,000 mile road trip. That's quite a lot of miles, right? Jennifer from Facebook says, what decisions do I need to start, right? Make my plan for business and connect and share with three people every single day. Amen. That is a definite chop wood, carry water. If you will do that, it's only timing, sweetheart, before you see growth in your business, and probably a lot faster than you think. Doesn't mean you'll rank advance overnight, although that can happen sometimes pretty quickly, but it is absolutely, imagine you nourishing three people every single day. That's 15 people a week if you're doing 5-day week, right? That type of a thing. You go, wow, or even more, of course, if it's 7, 21 people, however you're navigating that. And you think about, but daily, bite-sized pieces, I can nourish three people a day, and I'm going to connect and share. You know, and need to stop doing procrastinating and letting imposter syndrome steal your time. Yeah. Imposter syndrome, one of the best ways to just address that over and over again is that you just focus on having a servant heart. Because imposter syndrome is saying, hey, you need to be perfect before you can share. You need to be perfected in this principle before you can talk about it. Well, I'm here to witness that's not true, right? Like, how often do we talk about self-worth and self-confidence in our sessions together? All the time or regularly, because it's such part of the life journey. Do I need to have perfect self-confidence to share it with y'all and to hold space with y'all? I don't, and I don't have it. There's times where my own confidence is a bit rocked. There's times where I'm not feeling, you know, comfortable, or just is not as like, gosh, there's times where it's like, I'm second guessing myself, or my own self-doubt or insecurities come up. I'm human too, right? I'm human too, but it's like, hey, I'm going to show up to serve. And I know I'm teaching true principles and holding this space. My desire is to make a difference. And so when you switch your mindset, love, back into that, that will help you when that naggy voice wants to come up. That's like, ah, oh, who are you to share? And you need to lose 10 pounds first, or, you know, you need to know every oil inside and out, or you need to be fully over your fear of public speaking before you put yourself out there. Or, you know, I'm not perfect at using the oils or the supplements every single day. So until I am, I can't share doTERRA. And it's like, no, you're on the path and you have a servant heart to help people improve their life. So thank you for sharing that, because I think, again, we can relate to it. But again, love, if you share with three people every single day, that is a really powerful action-oriented choice. Right? Is it doesn't often we think, gosh, I have to overhaul my whole life to create and see change or to see my business grow. No, what your business and your life and your marriage and your health needs is that not perfect consistency, but committed consistency. Ooh, that sounds good. I got to write that down. Committed consistency. You know me, I love these alliterations, but is really, it's not about perfect in a relationship or in a business or in our habits, but we're committed. Right? And we work on and nourish those things. So we've been talking about a lot of juicy gems. I want to know and tune in with y'all here on Facebook, or if you're here on Zoom, Is this resonating, number one? And two, how can I best support you in this moment today? Maybe there's something here you want to say, okay, let's make some decisions, or I'd love some coaching around this or that, or what's coming up for you as we talk about this conversation? What are you feeling? Or again, hopefully you're creating and capturing some of this, what you're wanting to see, what you're wanting to create, what you're wanting to influence and see differently. And if you want to come on live and do some coaching, we can as well. We can do that. But if you want to drop any of your questions or comments in the chat box, I'd love to hear your comments or your questions. If you want to drop those, or again, on the Facebook Live comments, Sharon's doing a great job of bringing those comments over into the face to the Zoom chat so I can see them too. I'm going to read. Gwen says this, I need to rearrange my schedule and start my housework when I first get up so that I have the afternoon open to make calls. I wake up at 4:30 and have time before the kids wake up to get doTERRA work done, but no one else is awake. Thinking if I get my housework done during that early time, I can take the afternoon when I'm usually doing housework to do my calls, just to flip-flop my schedule. And I think it will really help. Yeah, try it out for the next week or 2 weeks, right? 7-14 days type thing. And try it and see if that helps you create that space and that time. I think what matters is, you know, energy. We've recently had the Olympics on the world stage, right? And when I think of Olympic athletes, I often think of energy management or training to energy. But Olympic athletes, they're not on all the time. They're on and they get after it. They do an intense training session, or, you know, practice their sport, or, you know, their strength, their talent. And then they have rest and recovery. And so a lot of life, we often think it's time, and it is time. But I want you to also be asking yourself, is the question I like to ask, sometimes you say, do I have enough time to achieve my goals? I like to ask the question, do I have enough energy to achieve my goals? Right? And asking yourself, when are you more energetically on, right? Most energetically vibrant, or have the most energy? Because that is when I'm going to invite you to do your highest return on highest return on investment activities, right? So when you think about connecting and nourishing people and sales and reaching out and all of that good stuff, is invite you to think of it in that way, is when am I most energetically vibrant? And from that, I invite you to make some of those decisions to say, okay, you know, like, well, I'm most on in the early morning. Well, then maybe that's when you're writing, creating, and connecting. I get maybe at 4:30 in the morning, you're not going to be making phone calls, but maybe you're sending out emails or things. But if you're saying, hey, for me, I think, gosh, I'd have so much more energy to focus. I really got that housework stuff and the home stuff done for you first. Definitely try that out. And then like your afternoon just opens up to you, and that you go, great, now I have this energy to really give here. It's just being in tune to that for yourselves, is asking and being conscious of, you know, when your energy is most on for you. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Okay. Nicole says this from Facebook. Hi, Nicole. So true. We are not perfect and never will be. So start each day one foot in front of the other. Amen. Right? And continually moving and growing is what matters, is movement. And I think, you know, in one of our recent sessions, you know, it was really clear that fear was up. And fear comes up for us all. So I was just so appreciative of the real talk. That's what I love about this community, is the real talk. But sometimes I'm curious, how many of you can see in yourself that you're waiting for the fear to go away before you're going to move forward, right? How many of you can relate to that? There's times I do it. So we can all relate to it, right? Is how often we're saying, I'm waiting for the fear to be over or managed or done or gone completely, and then I'm going to move forward. And I just love Nicole's comment, is it's not perfect and we never will be. And we'll never feel perfectly, you know, we'll have definitely times where like, I'm on it. I'm confident. I'm in the zone. I have those energy experiences. But there's also times where you're like, hey, you know, like I'm getting ready to go live with something this week where I've created a couple of meditations that are going to go live on a meditation app called Insight Timer. If you want to download that and you're into that kind of thing, a little different. My podcast will be back September 1st with shows and dialogue with myself and with guests. And we have some beautiful things lined up with you and for you. But Insight Timer is a meditation app where we drop in and do some meditation and some practice together on that. And again, it's free app. But the point is, I have some new content about to go out there and a new thing. And we work on it and we're all the right music and the this and the that and the words and the recording. And it's not perfect, but man, it's so rich and juicy. It's really good. But you know what, loves, like, it's never, again, to, I love what her comment was. It's not about perfect. It is about moving forward and it is about progress. And I just invite you that often your fear is wrapped into perfectionism, right? And perfectionism is just dressed up fear. Because sometimes in our minds, we think, you know what? I'm really committed to excellence. I'm really committed to greatness. I love it. I'm committed to improvement. Love it. And I just say, though, that sometimes that's a really seductive trap. That's exactly what it is. A seductive trap for getting stuck at the space where we're getting ready to get ready, 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 to host the class, to make the call, to publish on that post, to write the book, right? To publish the meditation, to do the whatever it might be. It's never going to be about perfect. It will be always about progress. And so it's asking, if I'm progressing and you nourishing, you're talking about one of you stating this as a very clear, specific goal or intention. I'm going to nourish 3 people a day. I love the clarity of that. It's a realistic and very viable thing that's very doable to help you move yourself forward. But just taking inventory is that, again, some of you, you're saying, you know, and I see it and I'm just speaking the truth because, again, I'm here to help you grow. That's the intention of this space, is that you don't let fear run the show. And you don't let perfectionism of, I'm going to get ready, and once I'm finally confident, once I take, you know, 27 more trainings, you know, sometimes my hesitancy, it's like we create this beautiful community and we meet regularly. But sometimes that concern that can come up for me is like, I want this to be a space of growth and transformation for you. And that means taking actions and moving forward and doing different things and working on it. I don't want this to just be one more space that is actually a covered up distraction, right? Where you come and it's like, oh yeah. And it feels good. And it feels good. But I'm also asking, as your coach, are you picking up the phone? Are you making the calls? Are you reaching out to people? Are you sending samples and nourishing? And, you know, are you willing and are you doing the things? Because otherwise it's like, then what we're really doing here is just helping you be really comfortable staying right where you're at. And to me, that's like, no, I want you to feel safe here, loved here, filled up here. But to be clear, it's like, I want you to have growth. I want you to see, even if it's, you know, for some of you, $50 more a month, and for some of you, $5,000 more a month, you know, or, and seeing you make more of a difference in more people's lives. Y'all, I don't know if you're aware, but like all this energy up in the world, is our planet, now I'm going to get like emotional. Okay. It's all right. I've just triggered it. It's okay. But like, we need more light. We need more light on the planet. And what y'all are doing is a form of empowerment. Like, I get, it's like, yeah, these bottles of oil, you know, and supplements and things. And it's not the only thing in the toolbox, right? It's not the end all be all. It's like, but it's a really powerful tool to help people have confidence and courage and peace and calming and immunity boosting and sleep, improving people's sleep and their emotional health, their digestive health. And their, you know, it's like, I love having my diffuser go regularly and just what that does for my emotions. And, you know, last night I was with a group of women that here in Salt Lake, if you live here in Utah and you want to come out to this, it's totally free. And it's just around creating a space for women or girls to gather. And there was about 50 women that got together last night and creating connection. We used to do these quarterly and we're back into now starting that again before everything went on, but just to create connection. And there was a woman there that came up to me who I know socially and I've known in my network for a while. And, you know, we had her son took his life 2 years ago, coming up 2.5 years ago. But, you know, and she's just gone through all the feels, and she wrote a book, and she's really been in this advocacy of helping people with their teens and their child or their adult children with suicide. And I mean, this really big thing, right? Like, I mean, that's a lot of energy, right? And as I just saw her eye contact to eye contact, and as we just sat and talked, I had my good friend, Ashley Miller there, who is, I connect with her a lot around doTERRA. And like when people in my life want essential oils or more information, I connect them directly to Ash. And so Ash was there with all her oils and all these girls, part of it. I did a small training thing, like a connecting thing. And then they had a thing on gardening, and then a thing, this Ash was there that they could make roller blends and room sprays, and they could just get loved on, right? And it's also great if anyone wants more, they connect with Ash, and that's great from that perspective. But I looked at this dear sister in the face, and I just said, hey, I want to connect you to Ashley. Here's a few oils I use when I'm working through grief. And I talked to her about one of my favorite oils for not just grief, but heart stuff is geranium, right? And I know geranium is a really potent smell, but it's so powerful. But just to like help her feel loved and helped her make a roller blend that could help her with the process. Is it going to solve this for her? No. But is it a tool in the toolbox? Yes. Is some of these friends who are, their kids are going back to school, and how much energy and like, and the concern and fear about, you know, germs perhaps, and the different things we're facing, is working on immunity. But I think sometimes you guys, you forget. And so may I hold that candle for you, is that like, this is bigger than you, and your part matters on the planet, and that you're willing to speak up and share and tools to say, hey, how exciting, like, oh my gosh, we have different tools and that help us emotionally, mentally, physically, that you're part of that. And so again, like when you're tempted to play small, when you're tempted to wait until you feel perfect, or when you're fear, like you said, imposter syndrome, which is really just like, I'm not perfect yet. That's all you're telling me when you say that language. But you're like, I'm not perfect, but I'm committed. I'm committed to health and wellness. I'm committed to helping people move forward. Does this make sense? And so it's coming back to that. This is like, yeah, I need to take the actions, not just because, hey, I should, or someone else tells me to do it, or because, you know, it's all about the money and the rank. Nothing, those things matter. But you're living a purpose here, right? So I just feel like, gosh, my friends, oh, all that energy. I'm just really, the energy is just because I feel sometimes my empathy on the, you know, we all take the strengths finders together. Empathy is number two for me, which is a strength. And it also is like, holy crap. Like it's a lot sometimes, right? Because it's like, oh, I get it. Feel a lot of the feels. We're all empathetic at some level, or we're all intuitive at some level, but it's a real thing for me, which is a great thing being a coach, right? And the space of all of that, love it. It's great. But sometimes it's just like the world, I'm aware. It's like, we have so much fear. It's all that's put out on the mass level, right? There's a lot of light and good out there too, but what the mass narrative is, and always has been, it's just on steroids right now. But it, I mean, how newspapers have always sold, and now it's so much more digital, of course, but how is off of fear and nerves and fear and nerves and fear. And it's like, whoa, we're just being pumped full of it in the environment right now. And so it's being conscious of like, oh, I need to come back to the light for myself. And as I nourish my own self, which is my hope you're doing here right now, we then take this light and we go out into the world and we're saying, hey, can I help you with that? Or this might help with your bug bites, from a broken heart to bug bites, you know what I mean? To indigestion, to heart, to, you know, mental health, to sleep, to immunity boosting. As you guys have so much goodness to be sharing. So be about it, right? You be about it. And sometimes something that helps me is like, hey, sis, this ain't about you, right? Because it's like, well, my fears and my nerves, and yeah, that's nice. This is about contribution. I'm going to scroll back and read some of your comments. So thank you for sharing them. Anyone else have thoughts, comments, or anyone have a question? You guys have some good things here. I love that, Denise. I love that you've worked on that fear that's come up for you. Yeah, Gwen says this makes so much sense. I keep trying to find the perfect time to host a class, but putting it off because I can't find it. Yeah, we just have to choose. Hey, this is when this class is happening. This is when this webinar is happening. Hey, this is when I do my calls. This is when I'm showing up. Yeah, I love it. Robin says it's a form of empowerment to live a healthier quality of life. So true. She said, I worked in hospice care for 4.5 years and saw so many people come to us with 30 to 40 medications and we're not living the life they wanted. I'm teaching others that this does not have to be. I love it. Oh, and thank you for all the love, my friends. Is there anything else I can do today to serve or support you? I know we've been through already, like the thoughts and the questions and the space, all of that energy. If there is something else I can do to serve or support you, would you share that in the chat box or the comments? And if you want to come on live, we can do that too. Yeah, Denise says this, I think we can tend to look at fear as bad or negative when actually fear keeps us safe. We can thank fear from keeping us safe, from getting too close to the edge, right? I just think what matters is how you also come to, because your comment, I agree with to a point, but I also don't to a point as well, is that it's like, yeah, fear, like we have healthy form of fear. If I'm in the jungle and there's a lion approaching, right? And my fear kicks in, that's a form of survival. Absolutely. Or if intuitively, which I wouldn't call fear, sometimes my intuition is like, that's a no, that person or that place or that experience, but it's a calm voice, right? A lot of times our fear muscle has been overused, right? And we've overwhelmed our fear capacity. And we're now it's like, ooh, we're in a space where we're letting fear run the show, right? Is I let fear, like, again, we talked about last week, is sit with your fear. What's this here to teach me? I let fear definitely inform me, but I get curious about my fear. And I'm like, what's this really about? And often, again, if it's my intuition that's giving me guidance, that inner voice that says, wait, or I go to move, that's not, no, or that, or this, absolutely, that's keeping me safe. But often our fear, right, comes up when we're on the cusp of growth. Have any of you read a book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield? Phenomenal book, phenomenal, phenomenal book. So my private coaching clients, we start with the big leap and then we move to The War of Art. Now The War of Art, there's a few spaces and times in there where there's a little bit of flavorful language. And so just as a heads up, because it's not something that's like, oh, hey, but the message of how often fear, another form of it, is resistance. Have you ever noticed, like, when you're on the cusp of like, hey, I'm going to make those calls, and then, oh, but I'm just going to check Facebook first, or like Gwen was saying, I'm just going to trade out the laundry and then I'll go and do it, right? Is when we're on the cusp of growth invites our fear to come up. So now for me, fear is often for me an indicator I'm on the cusp of growth. Not something I need to step back from, or I'm too close, like you were saying, to a cliff or an edge, is my intuition at times, right? And part of that, if I'm regularly doing my prayer and my meditation life, my intuition's pretty dialed in, where my God voice, my knowing, it's like, oh, that person or that experience, or that's a no, or I need to shift this, or I need to wait. Or again, what do you need, sweetheart, is a great inquiry question when it's like, oh, I'm tired, or I need rest, or I need this thing. So that's something that we go, okay, gosh, what are we working on? What are we working through? And that resistance. Speaking of resistance, Karen just said, I've missed your texts the last week. Are they still happening? So you know how, again, like y'all are putting out there with oils and education and sharing, and I'm putting out, okay, content and good nuggets and principles and gems and this and that. Well, we had a technology glitch and I'm meeting with that company today. So yes, they're coming back. It's just that something, again, talking about resistance, sweetheart. It's like, oh my goodness. But of course, it's like when I launch, you know, anything new, there's resistance because it's growth and it's putting the goodness that's out there. So yes, they are coming. And if you haven't opted in for those, you definitely can. The text in number on that is you text the word INSPIRE in all caps. INSPIRE, all caps, to the number 801 797-3711. Yeah, Cass, that we call them love notes if you want to, you know, to drop into that. So it's something of that you go, okay, goodness, I want to be clear about that, or I want to drop into these love notes. They are coming. But yeah, speaking of resistance, we just had the technology service. There was a glitch that happened there. So yeah, good stuff. I love Robin's comment to this where she says, to me, fear is listening to my intuition, my gut, the Holy Spirit. I've learned to set boundaries. The book Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend helps me of knowing when to say yes and how to say no. Yeah, that's a great book. Yep, they've got some great work that's out there. Yeah, good stuff, you guys. I love the real talk. I love it. Yes, good stuff. Yeah, Larnell says, what do you need, sweetheart, has helped me so often, ! Isn't that so true? For some of you, maybe you haven't heard that before, or you forgot about that question, or you're brand new and you've never heard it, is I love that question when we're in self-soothe and self-inquiry, as we tune into ourselves, what do you need, sweetheart? And sometimes it's like, I need to know I'm loved. And then you go, okay, I love you. Yeah. Or I need rest. Or I want to be in pause. I need some sunshine, or I need to move my body, or I need more quiet time in my life. You all, again, when I said this at the beginning of our session, you already have so much of the insight you're looking for. Again, to me, great coaching is someone that holds space and asks great questions to help you get clear, create vision, and follow through. But the questions are so juicy, and they tune us right into your own sense of knowing, right? Where you can tune into for yourself. That's what I'm just inviting a lot of people to do right now, is there's so many, you know, this polarization of this is the right thing, this is not the right thing. This is the right thing, this is the right thing. There's this, it's like, what's right for you? Tune in and ask. And that you'll know, what do you need, sweetheart? Though is a powerful self-soothing question that can help serve and support you. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. I love connecting with you. I love being part of this community. Let me remind you that you're a powerful creator and that you're about the business of light. I've called us this many times. We're team love, team light here, that we're about the business of sharing good news. We're about the business of helping other people know that they have access to tools and resources that can help support them and to help them move forward. So I'm just sending from me to you so much love and cheering you on for a great rest of your day and a great week. We'll see y'all here next Wednesday at the same time. Feel free to invite a friend or team member. This is an open, nourishing space. And in the meantime, if I can serve or support you and you want to reach out to me, feel free to do so. You can find me on Instagram at Tiff Peterson or Facebook, Tiffany Peterson. I run all my own social media. So if you're in my messenger or DMs, I'm happy to help support you if there's a question or something that comes up for you that you're looking for support. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. We'll talk to you and see you next week. And Sharon, thanks, love, for all your support too.